Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others, Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." Jesus asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is always on the way. It's a journey. I think of this journey in a number of ways. One is, I think for all of us, we're on a journey to selfhood, a journey to understanding an identity. Or we're on a life journey, a journey to life. Of course, in the Gospel, Jesus is on a journey to the cross. Today's lesson is a question of identity. Who is this guy? He asked. Who am I? Or who do you say? Who do people say? Very importantly and up front, Jesus' identity is about suffering. Why is that? Why suffering? Well, it's not because he's masochistic. And it's not because God demands a death and needs some suffering to even accounts, or God needs to feel better about it all. Jesus suffers for us. He suffers because he is challenging death at every turn to bring life to all people, to bring the acceptance of and friendship and the exclusion of all into the community of God, to you, to me, to us all. Because the grace of God's abundant generosity challenges those who live by status or by power, by the identity of those who live well by excluding others, by oppressing others, by dehumanizing others. Jesus suffers at the hands of these opponents who are threatened by God's beneficence to all people. It says he must suffer. Famous little word in there. Delta, Epsilon, Iota, Dei. He must. Because he is sent. It's his purpose. He is compelled to bring life. And so to challenge deadly systems and deadly people who challenge the rule of death. And he suffers because he will not challenge his opponents and their systems violently, with organized force. He will not fight death with more death. Nonviolence and forgiveness is his way. So, our lesson, our story today, seems to be about Jesus' identity. Who is he? Who do people say that I am? He asks. But perhaps more importantly, Jesus then asks, who do you say that I am? Seems to be a question about Jesus' identity, but it's really, in the story, a question about Peter's identity, about our identity. Who do you say that I am? You. Who are you? Peter seems to get it right. You are the Messiah. But he couldn't be more mistaken. And Peter is told to keep quiet. Keep quiet until you get it right. Until you see my true identity. Until you become a true disciple. Until you understand who you are as well. Until you see that the offering of health, the offering of food, the offering of community, the acceptance of God by God to all will bring the power of death in those who serve deadly realities and systems upon Jesus. A suffering Messiah, one who suffers because he cares for all, is not what Peter envisions, not where his mind is set, the gospel says. It's not the journey that he wants to be on. Peter, extraordinary. Peter rebukes Jesus. I asked the children in my confirmation class, what does that mean? Well, they came up with scold. It's a mild synonym, but a good one to think about. But Jesus rebukes Peter, scolds Peter. I know better than you. As if to say, I know better than the one who sent you as well. Jesus looks at the disciples. Is this not to say that Jesus looks at us, encounters us all in this moment? What do we set our minds on? Where is our part? Decide, yeah. Not sure. What is our identity? Do we trust the nonviolent, inclusive way, the way of forgiveness? My whole confirmation class this year is to ask this question. For you as well. Do we trust this way? Can we live with forgiveness and nonviolence? Look who you are, Jesus says to Peter. Pretty extraordinary. Get behind me, Satan, the one who opposes Jesus most directly. And it's not about embracing suffering for its own sake, or even Christ for its own sake. It's about trusting God's promises and intention that life be for all people, which will surely bring suffering. And speaking of suffering, I wonder, as we think about this story, as we encounter Peter, as we think about our own lives, is this not already the depth of suffering for Jesus? For him to be misunderstood, to not be seen as who he is, to be opposed at the most fundamental level of identity and life by his own hand-picked friends. Not to be trusted, not to be believed at the most fundamental level, our truth of your identity, your life. Peter is faithless, and faithless, he is blended into the crowd, the mob, one of the many, the opposition, those who live by violence and death, status and discrimination. Isn't this a very foreshadowing of Peter's abandoning, of Peter's denial at the very end of Christ's life? Peter's confession, his confession is already testimony against Jesus. In this moment, we do see the true nature of the cross. Jesus always suffers in two ways. First, he stands with all victims, the lost, even the lost such as Peter himself was before Jesus found him, called him, accepted him. But he also suffers the violence that Peter and all of us support in our misunderstanding and mistrust of what God is up to. Jesus suffers the death and violence of victims because he stands as healer, as feeder, as friend with them. But he suffers the death of victimizers who misunderstand or hate his very program. Peter is an example of victim and victimizer. His confession identifies himself as a victimizer, as an opponent of Christ, or as Satan, as Jesus says. Sadly, Peter's confession is the confession of most of the church today, who confess Jesus as the Messiah, surely, but hate his program and at least mistrust it. There is no more contemporary question to the church today, to you and me today, than who do you say that I am? The answer of Messiah or Son of God even is no real answer. But will you follow me? Will you take the journey with me? Will you follow my way? Will you take up your cross? Jesus' way of healing, of feeding, of welcoming, of accepting, of forgiving all, bringing the community of God to all. Perhaps it is always so, but it seems more acutely true to me, and you've heard me say it a number of weeks in a row now. Our country is like Peter making his misguided confession. You are the Messiah. We are a Christian nation, or the church confessing Christ, but not attending to the little ones, the abused ones, the lost ones. Will we take up the cross? Will we offer our lives for the hungry, the sick, the abused, the lost? Put aside any confession that demeans people of other religions. Will we trust Jesus' promise and presence to be enough for us, to be life for us? Because we so often don't, or can't, or missee, or misplace our minds, misunderstand. Jesus does suffer. God suffers. But God's way is not revenge nor violence in return, but it is forgiveness and resurrection life. Forgiveness and once more calling us. Once more calling us to every day be for us, to be on the way with Jesus the Christ, to be disciples to the lost and excluded, to be the gospel of God's peace and care to all, to take up our cross. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks. Amen.